Mary had a little lamb.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Former President Donald Trump on the campaign trail, slamming the 37-count indictment against him that was unsealed Friday.
The baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power in the history of our country.
Trump, speaking before crowds of supporters in Georgia and North Carolina, railed against the Justice Department and called the investigation into his mishandling of classified documents a witch hunt.
Witch hunt, scam, hoax. It's called election interference, and they're doing the best they can with it.
Something his former attorney general disputes.
This idea of presenting Trump as a victim here, a victim of a witch hunt, is ridiculous. Yes, he's been a victim in the past, but this is much different. He's not a victim here. He was totally wrong that he had the right to have those documents. Those documents are among the most sensitive secrets that the country has.
But Trump's staunchest allies are rallying to his defense.
They're indicting President Trump on Tuesday for having material that he declassified that was protected by the Secret Service. And the people who are doing it is the administration, the Justice Department, from his opponent in the upcoming presidential election. This is as political as it gets.
The indictment paints a damning picture of a former president who allegedly kept some of the country's most sensitive secrets in unsecure locations throughout his Mar-a-Lago resort, including a ballroom, a bathroom, and a storage room. A far cry from the stance he took as a presidential candidate in 2016.
We can't have someone in the Oval Office who doesn't understand the meaning of the word confidential or classified.
The documents Trump had in his possession were concerning United States nuclear programs.
Oh, my God.
Potential vulnerabilities of the United States and its allies to military attack. And plans for possible retaliation in response to a foreign attack. In an interview with Politico aboard his plane, Trump told a reporter he does not believe he will be convicted, and he doesn't plan on taking a plea deal, though he left open the possibility of doing so if they pay me some damages.
If they pay me.
Trump is set to travel to Miami later today and appear in federal court there on Tuesday.
Oh my God.
Anticipation, local and federal officials are ramping up security, and the FBI is monitoring potential threats of violence.
We want to make sure that all our citizens know that they're going to be able to express their First Amendment rights, and at the same time, we're going to keep them safe, and we're going to make sure that there is no disorder.
Oh, good luck with that. I just hope it rains is all I could say. You know, this is the Trump supporters. What do? They attacked the Capitol in January, D.C. in January. It's freaking freezing. And now Florida in freaking June when it just pours and thunders and light. What's next? They're going to, attack Death Valley in the middle of August? I honestly don't know. But, you know, listen, there better not be any violence here. There really better not. We're a stand your ground state, you understand, and there's nothing stopping those people from firing at you if they feel threatened by you and your evidence. And there is so much evidence. It's a mountain of evidence. I hope that you got to read at least some of this indictment. This indictment is just, it's not a speaking indictment. It's a screaming in your face indictment. This man can never, ever be trusted with secrets that keep us safe or secrets that we would use in order to retaliate against terrorist attacks. Do you know what the content of these documents were? I mean, these documents laid out the vulnerabilities that we have as a nation, as a country, as a geographical location in case anybody would attack us. It's literally the Death Star, okay? It was like the blueprint of the Death Star where, you know, he had to go in there and find the little vulnerability and shoot his little, you know, bullet into that vulnerability to blow up the Death Star, Luke Skywalker did. I mean, that's pretty much where we're at here with what was in these documents. It was the vulnerabilities in the United States defense shield, our defense plans, where our nukes are. What? And the psychos, the sycophants, the straitjacket crowd, and they're this close to literally needing one to stop harming themselves and others. Obviously, they're willing to harm us. Obviously, they think, this is what's so weird, they think that Donald Trump is at war with the Death Star. They think that Donald Trump is at war with the deep state. I got news for you. He is the deep state. You know, tomorrow, when he surrenders himself, he's going to be arrested. Obviously, we won't see it. And now you understand why we won't, because people in this country just can't handle it. They just can't watch justice be done. They can't watch the process. They can't watch anything bad happen to their dear leader. I mean, it's like they're part of a death cult, which, by the way, Ann Coulter actually, I mean, let them go at each other is what I say, right? But Charlie Kirk is telling all of the Republican candidates that they really need to stop their campaigns or end their campaigns in solidarity with poor, poor Donald Trump. Poor Donald Trump. They have to stop their campaigns in solidarity and let him be the nominee. Just let step aside. And Ann Coulter was like telling Charlie Kirk's followers, why don't you just all kill yourselves, you know, get it over with, like drink the Kool-Aid already and just, you know, lay down and get it over with because you will go there for him. I mean, it's very sick, but let them go after each other is kind of a good deal for the normal people that toil and try to raise kids in this here country right now, in this climate, in this unbelievable climate. Anyway, tomorrow when he goes and surrenders himself, I don't know if they're going to ask him for a plea. I don't know if they're going to do a hearing or treat it as an arraignment or both. If they do both, then, you know, he gets to enter his plea and not have to go back tomorrow. So, but they, when he surrenders himself, they will arrest him. They will arrest him, I hope, out of the sights of the cameras, even though some of us, most of us, the decent ones among us, really would like to see some justice be done with regard to this guy. But here's the thing. He's going to have to then, he'll then be turned over to the FBI because it's federal. It's a federal crime. And then they will fill out their paperwork, and in their paperwork will be the question, have you ever been arrested before? And the former president, the president of the United States, number 45, has to answer yes to that question because he's been arrested before, like a few weeks ago, for falsifying business records to hide hush money payments to a porn star. I mean, listen, honestly, this is so granularly disgusting, but this is dangerous. This particular indictment has a lot of information about the types of documents that he was hoarding. And I don't, you know, it does, it does show intent to obstruct, and it does show intent because he entered into a conspiracy. It does show that he sabotaged his own damn self and the United States of America's, national security. But the people who support him don't give a rat's ass, okay? Because they have been brainwashed into believing that as long as he gets away with it, it's okay. And that he is somehow fighting the deep state for their benefit. He is the deep state. You understand that, right? I mean, go down your list of things that, you know, make up the deep state. Everything from, sexual abuse and sexual assault, misogyny and pedophilia, Jeffrey Epstein's friendship and all that crap, right? And pictures of him and Melania and I mean... I don't know what else to tell you. I don't know what else to tell you, but this man has just recently been found guilty by a jury of sexual assault in a freaking changing room in a Manhattan upper crusty, like seriously, like I couldn't afford anything in Bergdorf's. You know what I mean? My sister worked in Bergdorf. She worked there. She worked there at the I think it was the Estee Lauder counter. She worked there. She couldn't shop there, but she worked there. Do you know what I'm saying? And you're defending this man. I don't know. I honestly don't know. So they proved that he intended to do it. They didn't prove motive. Like, why? Why did he do it? They don't have to prove motive, why he did it. For all we care, he could have been, you know, so transactional, everything was for sale, or just a hoarder.